The Guelph Griffins might have a tough time deciding what to focus on during a short week of practice following a 28-24 loss to the Windsor Lancers in front of a sold-out crowd at Alumni Stadium, their OUA football home opener Monday afternoon. The offense sputtered, the defense gave up big plays, and special teams were kept in check. There's many plays in the ball game where we had a huge error, either on special teams, on offense and on defense. We really need to take a look at this game film with a close eye and start to look for answers, Griffins head coach Ryan Sheehan said. We had some guys today that did not compete and just thought that this would be just a regular season game. Windsor came correct. They played well and they made the least amount of mistake, and that's what won them the ball game. They ran the ball when they needed to and they didn't make errors in the second half. We're going to have to move forward and fix things as a team because we have a game in a couple of days. The Griffins' next outing is Saturday afternoon in Waterloo against the Waterloo Warriors, the team that had the bye on the Labor Day weekend. It's a short week and Waterloo's a well-coached team and they had the bye this weekend, Sheehan said. They've got a little bit of a jump on us. We need to heal rapidly and then get back to work. Windsor won most offensive categories with 8 more first downs, 127 more yards of total offense, 23 more offensive plays, 98 more kickoff return yards, and the Lancers had possession of the ball for 12 minutes and 21 seconds longer than their hosts. The Griffin defense was on the field too long, although they did respond with 4 sacks and an interception that Frank Kamayu returned 40 yards for a touchdown. That play gave the Griffs a 3-point lead, 24-21, early in the fourth quarter, but Windsor responded 3.5 minutes later with the winning touchdown, running back Christopher John shaking off 3 or 4 would-be Griffin tacklers before diving into the end zone to complete a 6-yard scoring run. Jake Helfrich from Charlotte, North Carolina, had his first start at quarterback since transferring from the University of South Carolina, where he'd made the team as a walk-on, but didn't see any playing time with the Gamecocks last year as a redshirt freshman due to having heart surgery shortly after joining the team. The surgery was to correct a condition he'd had since birth. He completed 10 of 22 pass attempts for 117 yards, but didn't want to concentrate on his stats. "It's not about me, it's about the team," Helfrich said. "Really, all 3 phases of football, offense, defense and special teams, we've just got to learn from today and get better. That's all it is. It's not about one person. Not one person lost the game or could have won the game. It's about the team and collectively, we've got to get better." The Griffins were also whistled for 10 penalties for a loss of 148 yards and fumbled twice, losing possession of both. On defense, Guelph native Brandon Farrigo led the Griffins but wasn't about to boast about his 5 solo tackles and 9 assisted tackles. "Solo stuff doesn't matter much, it's all about the team victories," he said. "We didn't win as a team and that's pretty disappointing." Isaiah Smith scored 2 touchdowns rushing for the Griffins, the first one on a 67-yard play and the second one on a 2-yard plunge. Guelph's other points came from the foot of Eric Strands, who booted 3 converts and a 40-yard field goal. Josh Shim on a 1-yard run and Joey Zorn on an 80-yard run scored the other touchdowns for Windsor, while Brady Lidster had 3 converts and 12 and 43-yard field goals. The Lancers also had a rouge. The loss leaves the Griffins tied with the York Lions at 0-2, while the Laurier Golden Hawks are also winless, having dropped their season opener to the Western Mustangs on the weekend. "We've just got to tighten up," Sheehan said. "We're a young nucleus and unfortunately these past 2 losses, there's a lot of lessons. We've got to look at the film with a critical eye and everybody's got to get better from it. All the other 8 teams have at least 1 win, while Western and the Queen's Gales have 2. Waterloo also won its season opener August 27 at York. We've got to regroup," Farrigo said. "We've got a short week this week, so we've got to regroup, we've got to get back to practicing, and we've just got to focus on the next game." Game time Saturday at Warrior Stadium is 1 p.m.